There's also people here who are a little dishonest about what they really want to be. And I think if you want to be famous, just come out and say it. If you only recognize success as a record deal and a big fat publisher's clearinghouse oversized Tiger Woods check and a dinner and then going to the top of the roof and screaming, "I made it!" Most of you will be stunning failures. Don't say, "I want to be indie. I'm just going to be an independent artist." And really secretly wish that you wanted to be a pop star. What's going to be a hit, or what stands the chance of being a hit, and what just doesn't? And it's a level of honesty with yourself that you have before you hand your music out to anybody else.
Define success for yourself. Figure out what that means to you. Don't get taken over by the world's definition of success or your family's or what your friends are doing or what anyone says that equals success. Once you can get clear on that vision, then you need to create a plan to make that come to life.
Define success for yourself. We've all got two wolves in us. A good one. And a bad one. And they both want to eat.
We're not different. I was you. I sat there watching other people's stuff. And I just got to a place where I was like, why them? Why not me?
I hear so many people from every walk of life. How do I make all of this happen? And I think that we all need to take a few steps back.
What do you call success? Most people never dare to evaluate really where they are.
And start to get clear on our own vision for success and then actually prioritize making that come to life, because then it gives you such clarity and such freedom, and all of that static and the overwhelm starts to fall away.
This is my life's work. What I do here is my life's work. It will define me.
Because that was me 20 years ago going, how do I get from here to there?
So think about, what would you be so passionate about doing that you'd be happy doing it for 10 years, even if you never made a dime from it? I like to say, chase the vision, not the money.
To show them how simple it is, to show them that their voice is their currency. The thing that you have to say, that special thing, that story you have to tell, nobody else can tell. Why not me? Like, they're doing it. Like, what's the difference? Here are your blueprints. Go, do what I did, because it rocks.
Can
can't expect a bunch of people out there to believe you are this thing unless you be this thing yourself. It all begins kind of with you.
Money is king today. It's what makes the world go round. It is success. The more we have, the more successful we are, right? So the question that we got to ask ourselves is what success is to us, what success is to you. Is it more money? That's fine. I got nothing against money. I don't.
If he had friends and peace of mind and good family relationship and the hope that the future is going to be better, he said, I'd consider that man as successful.
If you try using your own voice, you try expressing your own thoughts that nobody else can do, that's your best shot at success. Because that's the thing that you bring to the table that nobody else could bring. But always shoot for that thing that you want to do.
Maybe it's a healthy family. Maybe it's a happy marriage. Maybe it's to help others, to be famous, to be spiritually sound, to leave the world a little bit better place than you found it. Continue to ask yourself that question. Now, your answer may change over time, and that's fine. But do yourself this favor. Whatever your answer is, don't choose anything that will jeopardize your soul. Prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character. Be brave, take the hill, but first answer that question, what's my hill?
And if you're looking at somebody else's work to try to gauge your own, as I have for years, you will constantly feel like a failure. Your voice is your only currency in this life. That's all you got. The things you see and perceive, the prism through which you process all the information that you take in, that's it. You're the most unique supercomputer on the planet, unique from everybody else. That perspective is valuable, insanely valuable, because nobody else can give it but you.
So first, we have to define success for ourselves. And then, we have to put in the work to maintain it. Take that daily tally. Tend our garden. Keep the things that are important to us in good shape.
And you gotta know where you are before you can really determine your chances of getting what you really want out of life.
Up until now, you've attracted the things to you because of the person you've become. Not get things out there to change. Don't try to change the seed. Don't change the soil. Don't change the sunshine. Don't change the rain. Don't change the mix of seasons. And start working on the inside. Work on your philosophy. Work on your attitude. Work on your personality. Work on your language. Work on the gift of communication. Work on all of your abilities. And if you'll start making those personal changes, I'm telling you, everything will change for you.
When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
We've all got two wolves in us. A good one and a bad one. And they both want to eat. The best I can tell, we just got to feed that good one a little more than the other one.
I wish there was a formula to give you. There's not. It's all up to you. It's inside of you. Just do as much as you can.
That's what we need to do. Evaluate where we are. Are we investing our time properly? Using our resources properly? What will the end results be?